due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Oh, see? I just can't stand.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
It's about time you did something right.
Damn!
Yeah!
Acknowledge me!
Bitch! Shut up!
You get nothing!
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
You are dealing with the best in the world! Go fuck yourself!
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and on this day after Candy Extortion Day, it's nice to sit down and enjoy discussing wrestling with a couple of familiar faces. Let me start with my co-host, just a little north of me, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everyone. A lot of things have happened this week, including, you know, champion, new champions, different champions. Tony Schiavone, or was it Tony Schiavone, beating the ever-living crap out of the Ops. We'll get there, though.
Ooh. And we have our correspondent on the other side of the planet, Shane Bad News Beeman. Good evening, sir.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I have some bad news, because we go from one horror fest with Halloween to the other. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas playing for the rest of the year. I'm sorry.
No. Oh. No.
Yeah. I was already hearing Christmas music at the mall today, so yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, it's 4 weeks early, you jerks!
Thank you. I was in a dollar store today, and they were rushing to get the Christmas decorations out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's only the 1st of November.
Calm down.
Yeah, seriously. Can we at least wait closer to Thanksgiving before you start doing this? If you have to do it on before Thanksgiving, do it the Monday before. No sooner.
Hey, be thankful you don't live in Australia then. Ours have been up. Ours have been in stores since mid-October.
Depends on where here in the States, because where I am, some of it started back in August.
And in Minnesota, we had it started in September. I could have had a road rage. There could have been road rage.
Yeah.
And I would have been justified. But wrestling is a... is a sport that goes on all year. There is no season for wrestling.
Though I wish there were sometimes.
Indeed, we do need a breather now and then, but...
excuse me, hang on. We do have WrestleMania season.
Oh, that will be a breather, not this coming year, but the year after for certain.
Yeah.
This coming year, it'll be the Rumble that'll be the breather.
Though we can get into that further down.
Yes.
Though I do want to talk briefly about WrestleMania, because the new WrestleMania Vegas ad debuted on the Pat McAfee show.
Yep.
And I enjoyed the content, except for one person at the table who didn't need to be there, but that's okay.
Yeah, Bork, obviously.
Bork does not need to play poker. He needs to go back to Nowhere, Saskatchewan, where he can shoot his wife and bang elk. I said what I said.
Yes. Shoot his wife, bang elk. Yeehaw.
But most of this week's TV, when it came to Raw and SmackDown, was just preps for Saturday night's main event.
Mm-hmm.
Where, for example, on Raw, Jey Uso and CM Punk had a had a nice little face-to-face, and props to Punk for kind of throwing Jey's catchphrase back in his face.
Yeet.
Four letters, one word, Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially to showing Jey, look, you know, you can say that all you want, but I don't have to call myself a main eventer to be a main eventer.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. We had some more fun with the Raw tag titles. Now that Judgment Day does not have them anymore.
Yeah.
And AJ and Dragon Lee are like, too bad, so sad.
Yep. Because obviously this will probably be the final belt that Styles gets in his career.
And
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay.
Well, I applaud AJ for giving himself a lighter schedule without giving himself a lighter schedule.
Yeah.
Being in a tag team.
I'm still waiting for this tag team name, by the way.
Dragon Styles.
The Styles Dragons, I don't know.
Styles Dragon sounds like a boy band.
Or WCW.
Hey, I like
again.
Hey, I like Dragon Lee's original one. I think it was Dragon Lee or AJ's one, the Phenomenal Dragons. Like, I like that. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it isn't bad either.
It'll look good on a t-shirt. But let's see, what else went on Monday night?
Flair and Bliss beating Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, or Lyra, whatever.
Yeah, but it was a good story match because it looks like Lyra's figuring out how to navigate around all of the Bayley personalities.
Mm-hmm.
While they didn't win the match, Lyra has a minor victory in the fact that she didn't end up with angry, scary Bayley after the loss.
Yeah.
Actually, I've had a few people saying that this could be the next Jesse and Festus situation.
As long as we don't get biscuits and gravy. Oh,
come on. Actually, I was thinking more like what they tried with Damian Priest a few years back with the split personality.
Yes, where he was Damian or he was Priest. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think he had a little trouble pulling it off because he's typically intense.
Yeah.
Damien doesn't really need the split personality persona. I'm liking the King of King of the Streets. Yeah, which I'm sure Eddie Kingston's somewhere kicking the can right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the fact that Demon Hunter versus Demon Hunter, I mean, Damian Priest versus Aleister Black is continuing. I'm happy with that.
The
only
question is, why weren't the Demon Hunters in K-pop Demon Hunters? Wait a minute. I'm being a doofus.
You are being a doofus, but while I would love to hear if Damian Priest can sing, I don't think Aleister would do it, although he would look good with blue glowy tattoos.
I mean, Damian Priest may not sing, but he damn sure knows how to pick up fine women. Like, I'm sorry, but
yeah,
it doesn't matter. With the, for that,
With the amount of rumors that are going around about him, like the man's had dating history with Jada Parker, and now he's apparently dating Lola Vice. Like, goddamn! High five to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's the voice. I promise, it's the voice.
Yeah, Damien's voice gives off daddy vibes. No pun intended.
He could read you the phone book and scare you with every name.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Maxine Dupri had a meeting with Pierce. He's like, if you want that match against Becky Lynch, I can arrange it. She's like, no, not now. I need some time.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what that means from a story perspective.
Admittedly, my brain immediately goes to, is she going to think of a new finisher that Becky doesn't know of?
She could. She's got Tozawa and Otis right there to help her.
Yeah.
Because Otis is back, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Sorry, who's back?
Otis. Or is he still
He's injury? He's not back in WWE back, but he was at a AAA show recently.
Okay, so he might not be 100% yet, so. Okay.
Oh no, he's back to 100%. He was wrestling at that event.
Mm.
He was wrestling in AAA, but I think they're trying to keep Maxine away from Otis and Tozawa at the moment because she's very highly liked in the back by higher ups. Like they've liked her ring work the last month and a bit, even longer.
Okay.
That's why she's been getting these massive opportunities with Becky. And the feeling is that putting her back with Otis and Tozawa is just going to put her into a shtick.
True. And that test title match she had with Becky, I know the title wasn't on the line, but that test match with Becky, I see good matches in the future.
Oh, she's realistically, she's had two test title runs, and she had two test title runs, and I think Survivor Series is going to be the crowning moment for her. Because I think that's what they're setting up for. I think they're setting up for Maxine Becky 3 at Survivor Series.
What do you think, Statboy?
I think good. Sorry, my brain is already starting to melt here. Last few days have been a bit of a mess.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah. So what's going on again?
We were just wrapping up about Maxine and Becky.
Oh, I would like to see eventually Maxine win it. Because she actually seems to be, trying to prove herself, doing better.
Mm-hmm. And Beeman's speculation about her, actually winning it at Survivor Series sounds pretty cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like, Becky's done, I think Becky's taken it as far as she can take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's already brought it to a prestige level where we're actually wondering who she's going to face. I think Bailey's going to be in this tag team division with Lyra for a bit more because people are getting entertained by it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she won't be facing Becky anytime soon. So I can see Maxine winning at Survivor Series and Becky maybe chasing, but Yeah, I think there's options.
Yes.
So let's see. What else did we need to cover about Raw?
Braun essentially being Braun and beating the pants off of LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Since, you know, judging from a couple of things I've read, Seth's injury, you know, there's no such thing as a good time for an injury, and this certainly was one of the worst.
Yeah. Considering that, according to him on yesterday morning's Good Morning Football, he's out for 6 months.
Doug the Bear suit, though.
Yeah. Staley the Bear.
Yeah. I mean, if you could have done it without the shoulder brace, I would have been asking some questions.
Yeah.
But no, if he, you know, so 6 months, let's see, December, January, February, March, April. Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be awfully close to Mania.
Yeah, I think the closest we're going to get with him is the day after Mania.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect to see him any sooner than that.
Yeah.
Which sucks, because it looks like there was a whole lot to be going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna put on my Roman colored glasses and see it as, you know, Seth getting kicked out of the Vision and Roman wanting to do something on his own, but might still ask Seth for backup if they can mend their fence.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that, but especially with what happened tonight, I think this would have been the perfect opportunity to pull the trigger on turning Jay Hill.
Mm-hmm. I think they might be slow rolling it still. Although, yeah, striking while the iron's hot on that might be more of a benefit. So no later than Survivor Series.
Well, unless that's what they're setting up for. So we're gonna have. I wonder if we're gonna have like a third man situation. So like we're gonna do War Games. It'll be Cena, Roman, Seth, Jay, and a fifth versing Braun, Bronson, Lesnar, and whoever the other two you want to put in there. I don't care. Oh, well, whatever fourth you want to put in there, I don't care. And then the fifth spot's just open. The fifth spot's just left open. And everyone's like, okay, well, where's his fifth? And then here's Jay now with a chair smacking Roman, Seth, and Cena in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the fifth man. War Games has begun.
Well, first let's get Seth out of the picture and put Punk there.
So that's what I'm saying. So it will be Roman, Cena, Rollins, Punk, Jay. So there's your five faces in brackets. And then you've got on the other side, you've got Braun, Bronson, Brock, and Drew potentially. That'd mean Cody would have to be in there. But anyways.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that would be even more intriguing, actually. You know, you got the all-star team. Roman, Cena, Seth, Punk, and Cody. versus Bronson, Lesnar, Drew, and then the fifth spot's just left vacant, and then all of a sudden you hear the, it's just me, Oos. It's like, oh no.
Yeah.
But whose side is he on? Oh, wait. But yeah, I mean, what we definitely need to talk about, though, was the main. Or did we talk about the main? No, we did talk about the main. Never mind.
Yes.
I apologize. I'm a little addled myself.
Yeah.
Things have been so goofy on this end. I didn't get to finish watching Raw till Thursday.
Yep. And I know it's only going to get goofier for you because, well, Christmas is coming.
Yes, and it's going to be even goofier than that because there's going to be a karma hammer hitting on Monday. But I'll discuss that off the air.
Okay.
Oh, how's this for a photo?
Okay.
Hang on a second. If this isn't a big F you to Tony, I don't know what is.
Where are you posting this?
In our thread.
Okay.
Oh, in the Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Taking a look. Oh,
on my way.
Damn.
Someone was absolutely backstage at Saturday Night Main Event.
Ooh.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Hang on. Don't spoil it. I'm on my way.
I should have posted it in this chat. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just, as you guys know, I run this public Facebook, and then there's the private Facebook. If you will.
Really? If you will, yes. There we go. Post it in here.
Yeah,
for easy
this.
For you.
Ah, neener, 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 neener.
Yep. The pick of your current... Well, we'll get there in a moment. Your current NXT champion, Ricky Saints... we'll get there in a moment. And Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, neener, 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 neener.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hoping there'd be somebody else standing there that doesn't work for them right now. So, I'm going to touch on that when we get to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be major if he was the fifth man. If he was the fifth man that gets brought out, the crowd will go bananas.
There'll be nothing left of the stadium. There's no roof to blow off, but the rest of the stadium will implode.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there.
Yes.
So speaking of Ricky Saints, I didn't get to see NXT this week.
Pretty much.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot. It was Trick Williams attack or showing up and being a little crybaby bitch because he lost. And then, yeah, Ricky Saints comes out and they fight.
Oh.
The usual.
You're right.
Basically, Trick Williams just saying he was going to take the show hostage. Ricky Saints come out and they kept brawling. Then they come out later in the night when it's Zaria who's wanting to defend the North American title on Monroe's on Ruka's behalf,
mm-hmm.
and costing her the match with Is that the right one? No, sorry. No. They came out during...
Was it Kalani Jordan in this case?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it was Kalani Jordan versus Jordan Grace. And Kalani finally turned heel and whacked Jordan in the face with the title. And kept her TNA Knockouts title.
Okay.
And more gasoline was put on the fire of Zarya and Sol Ruka breaking up down the line because Sol Ruka vacated her speed championship, but Ava said, "Are you sure you don't want someone defending it for you?" And Sol Ruka said no, and Zarya looked pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Not that easy, Zarya.
Yeah.
But nothing much else of noteworthy on NXT, really.
Okay. Then I don't feel so bad.
And let's go ahead and quickly head on over to Dynamite.
Yes.
Because we got more setup for more Blood and Guts, which will be coming at up at Full Gear here later this month, where it's the Conglomeration versus the Death Riders. That's in 2 weeks from now, November 12th.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll be Darby and the Conglomeration facing off against the Death Riders,
led by the still vacationless Mox.
Yeah. Let's see now.
I do wonder if Renee's rage that we've been seeing the last couple of weeks is legitimate frustration over the fact that John's still doing this shit and she hasn't taken a break.
A little bit, maybe, but I don't think it's the whole thing. I think a good amount of it is just gimmickry.
I hope so, because I would, though admittedly, if I had a SO that worked that much, I would be bugging him for a vacation too.
Yeah. But Samoa Joe has won the number one contenders match to face off against Hangman again at Full Gear, at the main. The ops came out. They took out a bunch of jobbers in costumes. Meanwhile, they hear Tony Schiavone go over the crowd talking about, "Hey, congratulations to Samoa Joe for winning the number one contenders match," and they set it up for Full Gear. And then Tony goes back in the ring after he got out after getting attacked. And then from there, are we sure that's Tony Schiavone coming in the ring? Oh, wait, it's not! Hangman Adam Page is wearing the same costume that Tony was earlier, a Phantom of the Opera deal.
Okay.
Kicks both, Shibata and Powerhouse Hobbs in the lower ding-ding. Mm-hmm. And then smashes a beer bottle over Samoa Joe's head and then gives him the buckshot lariat and then just keeps the beating going until powder. And that was it.
Okay, because I was going to say, hit him over the head with a beer bottle. That shouldn't have worked.
Yeah, but it was enough to just stun him for a moment so he could get out and essentially clothesline the ever-loving shit out of him.
That's true. He didn't need him unconscious, but he really... I was like, you really don't want him to be mad, either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, right now, Collision is just about to air, so... Or is just airing now, so... Yeah. There'll be more information coming there, but it's not right now. Let's head on over to SmackDown.
Yes. A very work rate SmackDown.
Yes.
Huge props for the way they did Ilya Dragunov's open challenge match.
Yes. Against Nathan Frazier.
Yeah, and Tommaso Ciampa coming out was like, no. I'm more worthy of this than he is.
Yep.
Frazier's like, I got him first, yada, 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 yada. And Ilya verbally kicks Ciampa out of the ring.
Yeah.
So he can have a barn burner
mm-hmm.
with Frazier.
Yeah.
Just such a wonderful match.
Yes, it was. It was absolutely wonderful. Though, honestly, yeah, the result was pretty much a foregone conclusion, but I expect Ilya to face Tommaso Ciampa soon. Maybe Survivor Series for the U.S. title?
Possibly, if, whoever else comes out, next week, and if Tommaso just doesn't lay him out and say, I'm going to be the next challenger.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was a matchup that a dream matchup that we got potentially throughout the night later in the night when Frazier and Ciampa were still fighting in the background, and then all you see is Ilya being completely angry at somebody, and there's Tama Tonga there holding the title in his face paint, just going yeah, and handing him back the title. So. That's a matchup I would not mind seeing. Tama Tonga versus Ilya Dragunov.
Okay.
Yes, I'd be interested in that as well. And on top of this, we also got a little interaction with Ray Phoenix and Tala Tonga. And I appreciate your bravery, Phoenix, but oh, this is going to hurt.
Yeah.
This is going to hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Well, people were actually worried that he got injured in the fight that happened later in the night.
Mm.
I was like, oh god, please don't let that be the case. Like,
we have because I will admit news, that so that's good news.
Yeah, that is good. That means he just sold very good.
Yeah,
because I will admit that the choke slam from Tala, almost how you call him Tala Tonga than Nikki. God damn it, from Tala Tonga. From Tala Tonga, looked awkward. Like that reminded me a little bit of Taker and Hogan Judgment Day choke slam. But yeah, the boot looked extra stiff too. So, but then again, I know Ray Phoenix does work a very hard luchador style, so he probably used to hard bumps.
Mm-hmm.
And selling them like death. So
yeah.
We got our bits and pieces of Hollywood Halloween jollies, not Hollywood. With R-Truth and the Motor City Machine Guns.
Mm-hmm.
And then later with was it Alexa and Charlotte talking to Julia and
Kiana James?
And Kiana James. And then Chelsea crashing the party.
Yeah.
not realizing that the party was going to be further crashed by Sister Abigail, I mean Nikki Cross.
Yes.
Chelsea, you do a very good horror movie scream, but boy, can you do the run.
Yeah, I think she screamed and ran more from Boogeyman when she got scared by Boogeyman than anything else.
Yeah. Maybe she was just more scared because she knew that Boogeyman would actually chase her.
Yeah.
But Nikki just stood there like a statue.
Speaking of which, just as a quick side note, various things that we are talking about, Nikki Cross, her and the rest of the Wyatt Six, minus unbelievably Uncle Howdy, Bo Dallas, unveiled the new Wyatt Six house at Universal Studios.
They didn't unveil it, but they did visit and...
Ooh. Oh, visit, sorry. It was hard to watch. It was emotional.
Yeah, especially with Big Red, Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rowan and the mask creator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rowan was just an absolute fucking mess.
Yeah, and the reason why that Bo / Uncle Howdy hasn't been there for a little bit is because of something we haven't mentioned. His father is currently in rehab. His ticker was reported by Barry Windham earlier this week to be in really bad shape, and they said that IRS, Mike Rotunda, was in hospice care. There is an update to that. According to his daughter, Mika, that'd be Mika Rotunda, he is not in hospice. He's currently in rehab.
Okay.
Significantly
better situation. Yeah, he apparently had a stroke, which required him to get rehabilitation.
I mean, considering that the family has a bad history with heart conditions, it is part of the cause why Bray Wyatt's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, actually, Triple H talked about that in an interview, which I was surprised with. Apparently he had to wear the exact same vest.
Because
apparently after you go through like a heart failure situation or anything to do with your heart, you still have to wear this vest for a few weeks until you get tests again to let them know that you're A-OK.
Yeah, I know the vest you're talking about. My father had to wear that a few years ago.
I think they threatened to give my father that, and he flat out refused.
Oh no! With that stuff, whether you find the pain or not, take the damn vest. Because I was scared as crap when I heard what Triple H said. Like these, like you can even get these little ticks, and even those can kill you.
Yeah,
like you can go. Like your heart can just drop like that for a quick second, and if you don't get defibbed, you're gone.
Yep.
Mm. I'm pretty sure that's what they offered. They offered him. There was a couple of things that they offered him, and he's like, "Look, I'm in my 80s. I know you're not gonna put me under the knife." So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's good to hear that he's in rehab and not.
Yes. He is hopefully going to do better soon, but who knows?
Mm. But yeah, getting back to the Wyatt house.
Yes.
We'd already seen a couple. We'd seen a couple of videos about it already. Mm-hmm. And they did. They've done an amazing job.
Yeah.
I think Wyatt and Brody would both be just as moved as Rowan is.
Yeah.
About this. And to that, I also hope that Negative One has had a chance to run through there.
Mm-hmm.
Did I have like a section there dedicated to Brody?
They probably had something for Luke, but not nearly as much as the rest of the Wyatt Six, because this was about the Wyatt Six, not the Wyatt family.
Yeah, I get that, but they've got stuff for Bray in there, because like let's be realistic. Like, yes, it is called the Wyatt Six, but the Fiend nor Bray Wyatt were really a part of this faction.
Yeah, and the fact that they had Fiend in there tells me that there is a nod, and there's got to be a nod in there somewhere to Brody.
Yeah.
I don't think they have anything in there for Strowman, but Strowman's already landed on his feet with his Everything on the Menu show, which I've seen clips of. It's insane. Then again, if you put somebody that big and that hungry in any restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about this man just this man's breakfast routine, and I was like, you're having a laugh, surely.
I think I've seen that too, and I was like, that's my meals for a week. And actually, they do have a commercial where they have a bunch of food in front of them, and each piece he picks up, they give a calorie count. Like points. Mm-hmm. Oh. I was amused.
Wait. Who's there?
Some stranger.
Oh, hi, Carl.
Oh, crap. Hi, Muggity Buck. Look busy.
Yes. I'm looking busy. If you want to call, you know, goofing around busy.
No, we're not goofing around that much.
You're a busy body now?
What?
So what, are you a busy body now?
Well, he's got to run the control room since CRM is still running.
Yeah.
Yes. Run. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Not bad, boss. Not bad.
There are still some more things we do want to talk about here. Once we get towards, in SmackDown, because we did have Drew drilling Cody through a table, ultimately setting up for Saturday night's main event, where if Cody got DQ'd or counted out, he lost the title to Drew.
And they even made a storyline point of who was reffing the match. Because if I remember correctly, they were taught that the previous matches were reffed by Ryan Tran.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was reffed by the blindest referee on their roster, TNA's Dan Angler.
Ah, is this the "where is that referee? He was trying to fuck on me"? Is this the same guy?
I don't know if it's the same guy or not, but I've just noticed that out of the referees, he is probably the blindest and the easiest to get away with shit.
Ah.
The poor bastard?
And yes, that poor bastard had to deal with Drew McIntyre's bullshit and Cody Rhodes' temper.
Mm-hmm.
Not an enviable thing. As it was, Aldis was pretty much throwing his hands up when he had asked Drew, "Is this okay? Is the contract okay?" And Drew said it was. he asked Cody, is this contract okay? Cody's like, yeah. Then we get out there, and Drew's like, I'm not signing it. Screw you guys.
Being a little bit.
Yeah, you guys, I'm going now.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was almost to the point that I think Aldis was going to take a swing at him.
Wouldn't surprise me if he don't get involved in some kind of way upcoming, maybe next year. Yeah. In something.
Possibility.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, he's freaking Josh's age almost.
A little older. He will be turning 40 next year, I think. Let me make sure, live research everybody, because I might be dead wrong.
He is
4 months older than I am. He will be turning 39 next week.
To be fair, I thought Aldis was older than that.
No, he was actually really danged young when he did Gladiators and then showed up in TNA all those years ago.
And then his final run there, yeah.
So, but yeah, and he has stated before, you know, if they need him to go, he'll go.
Yeah.
He's got gear under his suits and his suitcases, so yeah.
Yeah, he's still in shape, ready to go, like you said.
So, what else we had going on? Nia Jax syncing up the joint.
Whatever. No bearing on what actually happened tonight, if y'all have gotten to it yet or not.
Nope. We have not.
We have not.
Well, stay tuned, everybody. Coming soon. Anyway.
We'll be getting to it shortly. I'm blanking a little bit on what else we need to talk about from SmackDown.
That might have been the key bullet points there.
Tiffany Stratton with injured leg going after Jade Cargill.
She wanted Jade at SmackDown.
Yeah.
And the local talent and a couple of the producers were able to keep them reasonably separated. Mm-hmm. And Aldis was still a little pensive about Tiffany going through with this because of her knee.
Yes.
And as I brought up privately to everybody, that she did pass day 300 as women's champion.
So,
one of the longest reigns in that version of the title, which would began in 2016 as the original women's title before the Raw and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Think. My thinker is sore.
I think that's...
See, if I were in charge of booking, I would try to consolidate all those titles into one long-ass reign or something. Mm. One history. Kind of convoluted, if you ask me.
Well, the title histories are convoluted. I almost said by design. But I don't think this was deliberate.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a matter, though, of I think I'm one of two thoughts about this. Doofenshmirtz added more titles for merchandising opportunities, or as a diversity quotient kind of thing. Because now the gals have A belts, B belts, and tag titles, just like the guys do.
Yeah, all about making merchandisers happy.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it feels like a lot of belts, but
of course nowadays they all run their own merchandising. It's now backed by Fanatics; they run it.
Yeah,
which unfortunately jacks the price up.
Yeah, you have to kind of catch a deal when you can.
Yeah, I caught some deep discount shirts and got one of the current CM Punk shirts for like $15.
Ooh.
Just taking a quick look, the most recent shirt for Punk, $35.
That sounds about right in this current economy.
Yeah. Which actually isn't a huge bump because they were running $25-$28 before.
I remember back over 10 years ago, I was getting like KO shirts and Daniel Bryan shirts for like $20 a piece when they were running their own shop.
Right.
I'm still pissed I didn't get a Karrion Kross shirt before they were let go from the WWE store.
Because sometimes shortly after people leave, there'd be merch hiding in their hell. Somewhere in the last 7 or 8 months, I saw Riddle merchandise still somewhere in the back of the warehouse.
Dang.
Damn.
So, should just roll those shirts up and smoke them.
Doobies.
And Matt Riddle never set foot in a WWE ring again, or I think, you know, Punk will actually Punk will get in there and justify his run in MMA and kick your ass. And Seth will do it with one arm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, shall we talk Saturday night's main event?
Yes.
Why, sure.
Because, first up, we should talk about the Rhodes-McIntyre match.
Which surprised me that they opened with it. I thought they would use that to start hour two.
Hmm.
I thought they were going to open with the IC title match, personally, but...
Probably wanted to get it over with, to be honest.
Yeah.
True.
Because honestly, Cody and Drew yawned.
It wasn't a bad match. It told a good story, and I was laughing the whole time, because like I said, they had Dan Engler in there, who's the easiest guy to pull the wool over his eyes when it comes to matches. He's somebody
that's just fine, but just a bill.
You get away with shit around him.
I digress.
No, it would.
Because we're speaking about Doofenshmirtz, people are seriously wondering what the hell does this man have against Drew McIntyre? I mean, he's. This was the wrong call, 100%. Because like I understand like the momentum rule situation, but like this would have been the perfect time to pull the trigger and have Cody chasing instead of being the champion. Wow. He's had a good runner's champion, but yeah.
I'll get my thought when we get to the main event on why they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the way I've looked at it is, have you guys been paying attention to some of the stuff that Drew's been saying?
Yeah.
He's putting
the only thing I've been looking lately is his cat videos, to be honest.
Well, Drew is dropping hints that Cody is essentially doing Hoganisms, and I don't mean the bad stuff. That Cody's this big, larger-than-life, white meat baby face that runs around and shakes hands and kisses babies, but uses heel tactics. And apparently has some strong political pull because of his family line. I've been speculating on this for a while now, that at some point when Cody turns, it's going to be a bomb. There's going to be a bomb's going to go off.
Yeah.
Well, to preview my 2026 look ahead, that's one of my predictions.
So it would be a great way to do a double turn where we're
it's
all
not
shocked.
Now.
Yeah, not right this second. Where when this happens, we are all shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But Drew stands up and said, and you should have been listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Drew McIntyre. Uh-huh. And we get evil EVP Cody. Since we can't have the final boss, I'll take him as
I'll take him any day over a final boss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rock can go back to making movies and sitting in boardrooms. I am perfectly okay with this.
At least he'll play a good role instead of, you know, some other dude.
Well, they had something, and I don't know what happened with Rock's schedule or his attitude.
Oh.
They could have been so much more.
Yeah, probably schedule conflicts. It always happens.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is this? Damn.
Uh-oh.
Come on, guys. Let me pull myself off the table real quick. I'll get back to you.
Yep, sure.
So what was next? The women's match?
Yes. Cargill Stratton. Where...
Okay, sorry.
Unfortunately, Tiffy time is up.
I think yep, Tiffy time is hurt.
Yes, she is.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Yep, a storm came in, took out Taffy time, and that was it.
Taffy time.
isn't that what Jade said about Taffy time? That was right up there that was right up there with Stratton saying, maybe I can find some Tiffy time to kick your ass. Mm. But it wasn't a horrible match. I mean, there's been grumbling on this show about Tiffany's experience and Jade Cargill not being to the level of her hype. Is this what I'm getting from the rest of the class?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... I think Tiffany's done pretty well this year with all she's had to do. And Jade's still learning on the fly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I will say she's learning pretty well. I mean, she's got some good producing done for her.
Mm-hmm.
You got to credit TJ. He's one of the main women producers they have.
That's right. I'm going to drop him a line.
I forget who else helps out with the women. I don't know if it's Jason or
Baszler.
Shayna's doing NXT work right now.
So, is Fit Finley gone? Because he worked with the women for a long time.
Who's that?
Fit Finley.
Fit Finley.
No, I think Fit's doing NXT stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And it might be working with Evolve as well.
I wasn't sure. It was a good match for what it was. You know, congratulations to Jade Cargill. Hopefully we'll see some new stuff with her while she is champion.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The triple threat.
The greatest Mysterio of all time for a reason is all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. That was a bunch of convoluted cheating. The belt spot, though, killed me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry, the chair spot. When he came in with the chair, threw it at Rusev and started selling, and the ref's like, this is a triple threat match. I don't care if you got hit in the head with a chair.
Yep.
Excuse me. It's no DQ, dumbass.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, you just handed Rusev a chair.
Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised they made him take the fall again.
So, yeah. Between that, the ring bell hammer, actually bell ringing, was actually really clever.
Yes.
And points to the truck for the way they shot that. Because you hear the bell ring, but they don't cut over there right away.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, was that in the script? And Rusev starts celebrating, and I'm like, wait a minute, where's Dom? And they cut back over there. He's got this great big shitty grin on his face while he's ringing the bell.
That might have been great improvising right there, too.
Yeah. And if it wasn't Dom, it could have been one of the Americanos, because I know he's tight with Ludwig and Pete and Tyler. I mean, El Grande and Rio and Robles. Yes. I hope they start doing more with them soon.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh.
Dom did some very wonderful convoluted cheating to win.
Yes, he did. And it, like I said earlier, it sets up that Cena matchup likely for Survivor Series.
We should speak about this.
Oh,
and there's more to it coming up, folks. Again, stay tuned.
I just read about this too. This is very intriguing, and it's going to leave open a lot of rumor mills.
And I think that's part of the point, because Cena stated that it would be a 16-man tournament to where the winner will face him at Saturday Night's Main Event in Washington next month. And he said, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, maybe a couple guys who don't even work here anymore. Or people who don't work for the company. So, yes, my tinfoil hat has been buzzing ever since.
Yep.
And I can't get a hold of him because it's Saturday.
Well, let's not do that, okay?
He's the only person I'm thinking of.
Oh no, I can think of a few other people, but let me hear throw some names out, guys.
Chris Jericho.
You think you know me?
Yeah, Edge could.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jericho, y'all mentioned about what happened yesterday.
Yes. Jericho and Kevin Owens wound up being seen together at a hockey game, right?
So that they're deep down, they are still the best friends in the whole wide world.
Yeah, I think it was Tampa Bay's team. I'm not sure. I have to look that up.
Makes sense.
I think Lightning so.
Lightning of the Rangers.
I think Jericho they were in Tampa. I'm gonna look that up.
Same.
Okay. I was gonna say Jericho has a biological requirement to root for the Rangers because of his dad.
Yeah.
Right. But he's lived in Tampa for years.
True.
Okay, but we have to think about this logically, because okay. whoever wins this battle royal is facing Cena in his last match, and with one of the opponents at Survivor Series most likely. Rumors going around it's going to be Dominic Mysterio for the IC title. The last match is going to be for the Intercontinental Championship. So
yeah, that's what I was getting at earlier.
Yeah, it's a matter of who won beating Cena in his last match for the IC title.
Okay, I can give.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to earlier.
Yeah, go
right, on,
Carl.
Yeah, we were talking about Cena's little announcement. Like, you'll get the Intercontinental title, and then the winner of this tournament is going to face him for that on the last SM&E for the year
yep.
and beat him for it.
Yep. And also, just a quick heads up on the information from that we gave a bit moment ago. It is the Lightning versus the Stars game back on Thursday.
Okay.
So yeah, it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep. We got it.
Okay. There we go.
But yeah.
As long as we do this, so give me a sec. All right.
I'm super intrigued over who this could be, because having it that wide open, I'm hoping that it's not going to be an obvious thing when we start seeing the brackets.
Yes.
Or even, you know, or if they just hold back on the brackets initially.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, Monday's going to be the decider, because if Cena is not going for the IC title, then that's going to leave big questions about what's going on.
He hasn't mentioned the IC title. I know that he...
He's never been in a match for the IC title, ever.
That's what I mean. I was thinking about that. He's never competed for the IC title, and I know he's never won it.
Correct.
No, going for the Grand Slam. If this happens,
mm-hmm.
be a way to go out.
So yeah, well, the IC title is the last title he needs for his Grand Slam. So if we see him come out to confront Dominic this Monday, because I think this Monday is one of his last dates.
Yeah, Monday and then an MSG the week after.
Okay.
Then he'll...
Survivor Series and then Saturday's main event's the last one.
And then Saturday night main event, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, so I said, I'm just...
Shoot. Okay. By the way, I hate night driving, just for the record.
Yeah.
Especially coming back 20 miles away from work.
Well, try doing it with a headlight out.
Oh, boy.
In the rain.
Yeah, even worse.
It wasn't fun. I now have two brand new headlights.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Good. Should we talk about the main event then? Punk?
Yes, we must. I was a little taken aback when Punk came out wearing a Nexus hoodie.
Nice little throwback there.
And the name on the hoodie said Duke, and it was explained that this was in reference to one of his MMA trainers who passed away recently. So when they said that he was dedicating that match to that trainer, I said, okay, he's going to win, but let's see how we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Because to Jay's credit, he didn't have any help.
Yeah.
We didn't do nothing with that story like I thought they would.
What were you thinking?
I thought Jimmy was going to be involved.
I thought so too, because they did show a quick shot of the two of them talking, and it seems like they'd made up for, you know, what happened with the Battle Royal a couple weeks ago. So
they might be saving that for something bigger.
Yeah.
Like I said. Earlier in the show, I honestly thought Punk would have won the match, but I didn't think he was going to win the segment. But he won both, so.
And I thought okay with that.
I thought Punk was going to win the belt, and then Jay was going to finally turn on Jimmy and turn heel afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, not yet.
No, yeah, not yet. Punk, you know, this is something they've been teasing with Punk since he came back 2 years ago. Gods, it's been almost 2 years already.
Yes, almost. And now with no Steph around, he can now have a title run.
Exactly. So if Punk can hold it through Mania season,
I think he will.
He can come. I think he will too. And then the day after Mania, Seth will jump his shit, and that'll be their feud through SummerSlam.
Yes. There you go. And I think this will be Punk's final title run too.
Yes, this is final main. He's whispering a little bit about retirement, ain't he?
What?
Punk's been looking, thinking about hanging him up too, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's in his late 40s. It makes sense.
No, I get it.
He's 47. You know, off the top of my head, I think he's 47.
Yeah.
Right.
He's and about Cena's age, out. Samoa Joe's age. That sounds about right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Cena's older than that.
By what, 1 year?
Cena, I think Cena's 48 or close to it.
Live research, Punk is 47. Yeah. And Cena is 48. We'll be turning 49 in April.
Okay.
So, yeah. Because, you know, like I said,
AJ's Cena, not far behind.
Who's that?
Although a little younger.
Who was that?
Styles.
AJ, yeah. I think, is older. Younger than Cena, older than Punk. Born in June 77.
Okay. Oh. So he's not quite...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, yeah. And, you know, like I said, you know, Cena set his thing up. AJ's already talking about his. I've heard whispers from Punk and Nakamura. Mm-hmm.
I think Nakamura retires in Japan.
Yes.
Oh, most likely. I'm just not sure what his final match in the Fed will be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, would it be poetic enough if it was Nakamura Styles in just a giant barn burner that they should have had the year that Nakamura won the Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that what I saw in person in New Orleans?
Yep. That'd be the one.
Yeah.
I mean, the match was semi-decent, but that ending was bad, new. That didn't sit well with me when I saw it.
Well, nut shots at WrestleMania is kind of silly.
Yeah.
And that's a nut nuts. Shot ending a match is worse.
That's but, nuts.
stop that. Although AJ has to get at least two more nut shots in before he retires. He hasn't had one in a minute.
Nope.
He's about
since 17, I think, right?
No, he's had one here and one there, but it's been at least a year since he's had one.
I think his last single title was the IC belt.
Yes.
Oh, I was talking about nutshots.
During the pandemic.
I was talking about nut shots. I'm sorry.
Stop that.
Sorry, it's a freaking running gag.
True.
If he doesn't get nut shot at least, you know, twice a year. Or you
the only
know,
thing is missing is the sound effects.
He'll be walking funny for a minute. Anyway, but yeah, we've got we've got a few wrestlers talk about retirement, and it's making me feel old. Just in the sense that I got to see Air Styles in person.
Jeez.
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah. I got to see Air Raid at the last Thunder.
Air Styles. Yeah, now we're really going back. Air Paris.
Paris. Yep. What the hell is Air Paris doing these days? I don't know.
I don't think he's in the business anymore.
I'm taking a look.
Live research, please.
Yeah, live research.
Yes.
Just quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll say just quickly while Josh is doing live research there, because I've got to get heading off. I do apologise, but with AJ, if we're considering final opponents for AJ, like I know this is a wish list one, but just to see it one time on WWE TV, give me either Christopher Daniels or see if you can pay Sean a shitload of money to be AJ's last opponent.
I know they've already done it. I know they've already done it once, but can I get AJ Finn one more time?
Yeah, and just like the last time, just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unplanned.
But, dude, TLC 2017. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Got to turn the light on. Crap. Okay. All right.
And just to let you know, Air Paris is largely retired. Last match mentioned on Cage Match was in 2021.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, Shane said he's heading out. I'm going to be heading off too because I'm about to turn into my driveway. I got a lot of
Though, Carl, let's quickly talk about the 40-year anniversary of Hard Times, the thing you wanted.
Here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man. First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters to Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time because I know how important it was. Starrcade 85 it is to the resident fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. And Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, with that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. That's hard time. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. That's hard time. And we all had hard times together. I admit I don't look like the athlete of the day supposed to look. My belly's just a little big. My hand is just a little big. But brother, I am bad and they know I'm bad. And there were two bad people. One was John Wayne and he's dead, brother. And the other one's right here. Nature Boy Ric Flair. The world's heavyweight title belongs to these people. I'm gonna reach out right now. I want you at home to know my hand is touching your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world. Now, reach it out. Because the love that was given me, and this time I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion on this Hard Time Blues Dusty Rhodes Tour 85. And Ric Flair, Nature Boy, let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world's heavyweight title. I'm gonna take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, Daddy, I'm gonna take it for you. Let's gather for it. Don't let me down now, because I came back for you, for that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to see a real wolf champion. And I'm proud of you and thank God I have you.
and I love you. Love you!
And that was 40 years ago. Hard to believe.
Yeah. One of the most impactful promos in pro wrestling history is now 40 years in the past.
Mm.
Indeed. And
gets touched by periodically. Yep. It's a promo that gets touched on periodically by other wrestlers, not just Cody or Dustin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of influence over the years.
Exactly. So, before you take off, Carl, do you have anything to promote?
Not personally, but right now, as we record this, the World Series is coming down to the end here.
Yep.
And Toronto is clinging on to a one-run lead and going down to the bottom of the eighth. So,
yeah.
That's all. Hopefully one day I'll be back on here in a full role.
Yeah.
Instead of just popping on when I'm driving home. So, peace. Please. Thank you.
Yep.
Later. So, I figured we should just jump into the soap selling.
Yeah, we're pretty much there right now. So for Shane, of course, you can follow him at AussieAsshole on your favorite platform. I believe TikTok is what he uses most, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
For me,
I think it's TikTok.
Yeah, for me, this week on Knickknacks, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Right in time for Halloween, which, yeah, was yesterday as we are recording this, and it'll probably be 2026 before this comes out. Hopefully not, but God only knows. And then next episode up for that, The History of Nicktoons. And then after that, the original three. Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, and Doug. And then, of course, this week on It Was a Thing on TV, Babes. A 1990-91 Fox sitcom about three heavier set women that had a whole lot of heart, but the problem was it was not keeping the ratings all that well with coming off of The Simpsons. Hence why it got canceled. Coming up sooner rather than later, the top 50 worst shows in television history, originally as per TV Guide, but they're going to fix that. And then, who knows, and then 2 weeks from now, Hello Larry Revisited, a 1979-81 sitcom starring McLean Stevenson about being essentially a radio disc jockey who talks about love lives and all that. Kind of like, say, how Frasier wound up. But you can find all of that and so much more. And it was AthenaOnTV.com. Nikki, your artist shout-outs.
Yes. Immediate shout-out to our very, very missed on-air artist, Jamie Claudier. Grocery store's driving her up the wall and halfway across the ceiling.
I mean, I'm not surprised. Thanksgiving's incoming and Christmas isn't far away.
And she was still recovering from Halloween. So,
mm-hmm.
And she gets the triple whammy of Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's / college bowl weeks, and then the Super Bowl and Valentine's Day, and here we go again. Obligatory shout out to Oniwambashu on Twitter. Love her artwork. I know she takes commissions. She is a little on the expensive side, but worth it.
Yes.
Go look up her stuff on DeviantArt. Safe for work, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Noberto Gaitan, one of my more recent artists. Pseudo anime style. Commissions are open. He takes requests through VGen. VGen.co/Noberto Gaitan. I'm trying to figure out. Current stuff. He just did a. His recent stuff is Mortos. Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
And Omega versus Okada.
Yeah.
And he has a commission in here that I'm trying to figure out. So, but yeah, definitely, you know, definitely look this guy up. He's not that terribly expensive. He's very good. Get back to my list. La 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 la. Dozer draws at Little Dozer Baby. Let me see if the commissions are open. Blah 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 blah. I don't see if they're open or not, but you can find him on Twitter. You can find him on Instagram, Tumblr, and Blue Sky. He's based in Germany, and if you want something that's really heartfelt and wholesome for your artwork, he's a safe bet. Expensive, but oh my goodness, so worth it. Mm-hmm. So worth it.
Okay.
If you like anime and wrestling mixed together, Ultanad on Instagram and Nahuel Tajes on Twitter. Ultanad, I don't know if he does commissions, and if you're having trouble finding him, just go to Heyman Hustle on Twitter and go look through Uncle Paul's media. You'll find most of the comics. Mm-hmm. Nahuel Tajes actually draws a variety of styles, but gets really jazzed when you give him an idea with an anime spin on it. One of the first things I had done with him was a thing with Finn and Balor as separate entities, where Finn gets his ass whooped and Balor's standing over Finn's unconscious body like, oh no, this will not stand. If you'd like an artist who's also a wrestler, definitely look up Topla at D_Topla on Twitter. If the name doesn't sound familiar, you have seen her artwork because she does all the little caricatures that are on Matthew's Botchamania.
Yep. As
if you don't watch Botchamania, go ahead.
As well as, of course, it's appeared on every single show known to man at this point. WWE, AEW, you name it.
That's true, because people have been putting up Confused Michael Cole, and I think I've seen at least one Graves.
Yes.
And of course, the most popular one, Taz.
Of course.
But she does commissions. She's actually very inexpensive, and loves doing all kinds of wrestling art, especially if you are a Pudesu fan. Obviously, she lives in that part of the world. Pudesu is her thing. But yes, with any kind of fan art you get, no matter whether it's wrestling, whether it's a TV show, a movie, another cartoon, wrestling's a cartoon, pay well, ask for work in progress, since we have a lot of AI artists out there. Be clear and constructive when it comes to getting exactly what you want. Then you get it out there, you post it on any and all platforms that you possess, and on all of those pictures, you will put the artist's name, because these artists deserve more business and you can advertise for them. Mm-hmm. So, only other thing I think I have real quick from Supercard, they're wrapping up their Halloween events with all the spooky cards. They're starting a new deal with multi-person flip cards. They just recently did one with the New Age Outlaws, and the new one is Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. Mm-hmm. Actually, really, really kind of cool cards. And if you have two of them, then you just flip them, and voila, you have a tag team.
Yep.
So, yeah, Havoc's wrapping up with all of the... I just want another Alistair Demon Hunter. I still haven't gotten another Kyrie anyway. So yeah, I don't have anything else because I'm right here. So for our Chief High Muckety Muck, Carl Chenier, who kind of surprised us tonight, for yes. Bad News Beeman, who I appreciate him being here tonight. I understand if he's got something else to get to it. For Stat Boy Josh Henniger, who needs to go to bed.
Yes, thankfully, everybody's going to get an extra hour tonight.
Correct. So for all of these other people and any of our other panelists who need to show up more on the regular, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in as we continue to watch the chaos that is the wonderful world of wrestling.